I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need, while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving.
Today, Leslie and I are going to talk about something that's my all-time favorite, gift card churning. Now, everybody needs to understand what gift card churning means. It's how to get the most out of purchasing your gift cards and leveraging them and your credit card to make you money or save you money. But the first thing you have to do is you got to figure out how and where to buy these gift cards at a discounted rate. So today, that's what Leslie and I are going to talk about.
Yeah. Now remember, retail gift cards don't have purchase fees. But when you're buying those Visa, MasterCard, and American Express gift cards, they do have a purchase fee anywhere from possibly $3.95 to $5.95.
Well, and you know, I think the key to buying gift cards is you buy gift cards that you can leverage into something else, but you make sure you just buy gift cards of things that you really will use.
Right.
I mean, if it's your favorite restaurant or whatever. And, I mean, I think that's probably the most important is just don't buy stuff that you don't need because then you won't use it and then you've not saved
exactly
any money. You've wasted money. There's a couple places around Dublin. I think there's a new Costco going up.
There's a new Costco being built on Cosgrave Road, at the end of Cosgrave Road. So it's going to be between Hilliard and Dublin. And that's under construction now.
So that'll be a little competition for Sam's Club that's on Sawmill. But those are both really good places that you can go. And they offer like restaurant gift cards and other retailers up to 20% off. So I think the selection may be not as large, but if you find something that you really, you know, want to get, use, 20% off is a really good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And watch those gift card or watch those promotions at some of the stores like Macy's and Kohl's, because they have promotion dates where they'll give you cash back, like Kohl's cash or Macy's money, where you spend, let's say at Kohl's, $50 and you get $10 back. So you're using your gift card, you're spending a certain amount of money, and then you're getting cash back. So watch the promotion dates for those places as well.
Well, and I went to Macy's the other day, and I got the thing. It was called Deal of the Day. So actually, they said it wasn't supposed to start till Thursday night. I always like these one-day sales that are like 3 days long.
Exactly.
And
you got to ask.
Yeah. And if you go on the pre-sale day, you get the best selection, and it's, you get the same deal. Okay, so they had this Deal of the Day, kind of like our Diva Deal of the Day.
Exactly.
Jewelry for $5.99. And I mean, I got sterling silver bracelets, like a set of five for $5.99. Oh no, gets better. I didn't pay $5.99. I paid less because I used my Macy's card.
Right.
So I got an extra 15% off. And then I also used my Plenty Points.
Oh yeah.
So I got almost $700 worth of jewelry. Yeah, I'm talking $700 worth of jewelry for $79.
Oh, my goodness.
What great gifts for people.
Oh,
they're going to get sterling silver bracelets. They're going to think I'm the best thing since popcorn.
Exactly. And that's what you do. You look when you're in and you see those deals. Who can you buy for? It doesn't matter if it's March. You buy for Christmas whenever you find the deals.
Oh,
yeah. And I always let the cashier figure out the best deal at Macy's. When I have all those coupons, 20% for this or 15% for that, I just hand it all over and say, get me the best deal.
Well, and
ring it up however you need to.
You're right. And you know what? Macy's is always known for their good service, customer service, and their salespeople really are good about that. Because, I mean, I've gone in there and, yes, I handed them over the stack of
It work.
Yeah. And then I was like, just tell me what at the end of the day where I put my little card. And, you know, and I'm never, I'm always surprised because whatever I think I'm going to pay, I usually end up paying a lot less.
I know.
It's like, oh, maybe I should go buy some more. Of course, I usually do, but we won't tell my husband that. And tell me some things about those gift card exchange sites. So, I haven't really personally used those, but I think you have.
I have. You know how you end up with a bunch of gift cards? I don't know. You get gift cards as gifts, and then you end up with a stack of gift cards for restaurants that you may not use or movie theaters that you may not go to, and they kind of sit in the drawer. So we have a whole stack of those. So what I do is I go online and use the gift card exchange sites, and I will trade in my gift cards for either cash or for other gift cards that I'm going to use. And so they don't give you dollar for dollar. There's usually, it's, you know, maybe 80 cents on the dollar. It just depends on the site and what kind of card you're selling back. But here's what I've been doing recently is I sell back the gift cards I'm not going to use, and I trade them in for Amazon credit because I do use Amazon.
Oh.
And then I load the Amazon credit onto my account, and I make sure I load it on about the time my Prime membership, because I love Amazon Prime, but I don't like paying for it. So I load all those gift cards on there about the time they're going to take out my Prime membership dues, and it's free.
That's awesome. Well, what are some of the other sites?
There are a couple. Card Hub, ABC Gift Cards, giftcards.com are just a few. You just got to check around and see who's giving you the best deal, because it's going to vary depending on what kind of card you're going to sell back. So just do a little Googling and see what the best rate is.
Well, another thing that I like to do is, you know, around holidays, you always like to get gift cards to restaurants and things for people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know some of the restaurants, they'll actually, if you buy a gift card, let's say you spend $25 on a gift card, they'll give you like a $5 bonus card. Now, it's not necessarily, you can't use it anytime. It's like dated. So sometimes it says it's good, you know, February 1st through the end of March or whatever.
Right.
But still, it's free money. So, I mean, that's a good time to load up on those restaurant gift cards as well, because
right,
you get a little
bit
bonus.
Extra. That's a good deal. Yeah. And then don't forget about your rewards points for your credit cards. You know, everybody gives you rewards points now. KeyBank does, Capital One, Chase. Make sure that you're checking to see what you're getting for those. You can go online. I trade them in for Amazon cards, and then I give them as graduation gifts.
That's a really good idea. I personally have Capital One. And then I also have American Airlines, which is an advantage. So those you just get you get miles for airline. But Capital
right.
One is awesome. They've got several different levels of membership. I think it's anywhere from getting a free one to getting one that I think we pay maybe $50, $60 a year. But we get, for every dollar we spend, we get 2 points. And these are points that you can use on anything. You can buy gift cards if you want, but we can use them for any travel. So hotels, cars, airline tickets. So it's really a really awesome program. That's
yeah.
actually one of my favorites. Now, my daughter, she's got the Chase card, and she gets automatically 1% back in cash. You know, kids like cash.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets that, but she told me this. Every quarter, they pick a product area, like maybe it's fuel or it's, you know, I don't know, car washes or whatever. And you get 5% back.
Oh.
In cash.
So you have to watch.
So she watches okay. that. And then whatever it is that quarter, she tries to maximize for that.
She the smart one.
She is a smart one, a little Miami grad. Well, I personally think that the most important thing to do, though, and I'm really conscious about this, and so are my husband is as well. We don't carry over, what do you call it? We pay off our credit card every month.
Oh, yeah, you don't carry a balance.
Because we don't want any,
right.
we don't want any paying any interest, because
exactly.
then you're really not saving anything. So I think the key to these kind of things is pay off your credit card every month.
Yep.
Because then you really are saving, and you don't feel guilty about the buying. That's the way I feel, at least.
Right. Well, and a lot of the banks, too, if you just pay your bills online, you get points for that, too. And who doesn't pay their bills online?
Well, who wants to pay 50 cents for a stamp?
Right. Right. And so also, if you're getting some gift cards for places that you may not want to spend on their merchandise, don't forget that you can sometimes use your gift cards to buy other gift cards. For instance, at Giant Eagle, you can do that. You have a Giant Eagle gift card. You can go in and buy other retailers' gift cards at your Giant Eagle with your Giant Eagle gift card. Bed Bath & Beyond, sometimes you can do it there. Or Best Buy. So, and I know Kroger, you can do
oh,
that.
That's
and
I am.
You're the
I,
queen of maximizing the Kroger.
I am a Kroger shopper. I've been going to the same Kroger for 20, I think almost 28 years. And, okay, let me tell you how theirs program works, because, yeah, I am the queen of Kroger in my area. I think if you go online and get their app, When they have their fuel points thing that you can get more points, usually it's like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you get 2 times the amount. But if you go on and get their app, you can actually double that and get 4 times the fuel points.
Oh, really?
So if you're going to use, like, so to go in and use your, go buy gift cards that you want to, like, the restaurants you want to go to, if it's Outback or Bravo or whatever, wherever it is, go on the weekend so you get 4 times the fuel points. But then you can also, you know, use those gift cards as gifts, or you can, you know, give them away or whatever.
Right.
Not in my case, I just eat. Also, what I always do is I buy my, I have a, like a premium Starbucks card.
Right, yes.
So I buy my Starbucks gift cards in Kroger on the weekend, get 4 times the fuel points, and then I go download my Starbucks card onto my rewards card, and I really are making out pretty well. Got to tell you this story, though. It's really funny. My father-in-law, who's a retired physician, he's a great guy. He loves gift cards. And he goes to Kroger. And when I say loves gift cards, I mean loves gift cards, to the point that he has a 2-inch stack of gift cards.
Oh my.
Restaurant gift cards, mostly. That he keeps a big old rubber band around. And we're like, you know, Dad, you're making your pot look a little too big there. Could you maybe at least divide it into 2 sets of gift cards? But he actually buys so many gift cards. He gets his gasoline at Turkey Hill for free.
Are you kidding?
Now that is a good little shopper.
He is.
He is a good little shopper.
Well, I think our theory is never pay full price for anything, right?
Absolutely never. Because you know what I say? If you have to pay full price, you really don't need it.
Exactly. Well, I think we should go shopping.
Okay, let's go.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.